Welcome back to This Week in the Mohawk Valley. I am Ray Durso, your host. Please join me in welcoming as our guest for this segment of the show, the Executive Director of the Central New York Conservancy, Gina Pierce. Gina, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Ray. Central New York Conservancy, now known as Green Utica. We had that little name change a little while
back. You did tell me that. You did tell me that, and I wrote it down.
It's quite all right. I will do that occasionally, too.
you can't teach an old dog new tricks, as they say, right?
It takes a little longer.
Green sometimes. Utica. All right. Utica, and in the title, Green Utica, Utica's Parks Conservancy.
Exactly.
Very good.
Yes.
All right. How many years have you been with them now?
It was 3 years in March.
3 years. Mm-hmm. You must be having fun because it's going by fast.
It's going by so fast. I can't believe it's been that long, honestly, but it's good. It's good.
Do you see a difference? Do you see the impact by you and your volunteers and the people out there?
Some of the things that are noticeable to me specifically are I feel like we have more organizations and individuals reaching out, asking how they can help. So I've seen a little uptick in that.
Okay.
So that's a good thing.
So getting up every day, putting the time and the effort in, you're seeing, you know, results, people, you know, supporting you. We always want more though, right?
Yes.
Yeah. There's always room for more.
In the nonprofit world, there's always room for more.
That's right. I would agree with you. I know that for sure. So here we are. We've had you on in the spring. We've had you on during the summer. We've had you on in the fall. But it's prime time. Today is August 10th now. I was going to say 7th, but it's August 10th. We're into August. It's prime time. The weather has been great. How has that impacted you with all this hot weather we've had?
Well, interestingly enough, it does add a level of challenge to what we do. So for people who are not aware, Green Utica is responsible for planting, watering, and maintaining the flowers along the parkway. And when the weather is this hot,
The watering becomes a challenge.
I mean, the guys have been out there a lot, and I just drove the parkway this morning to sort of check on the status, and you can really tell that this heat has impacted the flowers this year.
Is it the city that goes out and waters them?
No.
When you say the guys, are that volunteers?
Our crew.
Your crew.
They are not volunteers.
Okay.
That is an operating expense or project-related expense that Green Utica and its supporters.
So they're out there, and their task is to maintain, right?
Correct. And they really, I mean, they were working very hard the week before the Boilermaker because that's the moment where the most spectators are there on that particular route. So,
and you want it to look nice.
We do.
I think people don't realize sometimes, you know, when you look at cemeteries, you know, you plant your flowers in May, you do have to go back, you know, because they'll dry up if the flowers aren't eaten by deer.
Yes.
They need maintenance. Is that a problem for you too with the population of deer? Does that hurt you?
It does. We had to shift some of our spring plantings. We used to plant a lot of tulips, and the deer eat the tulips on the parkway now. So we scaled back a lot of tulips, planted more daffodils, which they tend to not like as much, I guess. Mm-hmm. So that did change our planting a little bit. And we will see occasionally some flowers or plants that have been nibbled on.
Yeah. Can you imagine being at your board meeting and starting out on your agenda and your update? Well, trustees, directors, we have a little problem here. The deer are eating this. The deer are eating that. We got to switch our flower base. I mean, people don't realize that.
People steal plants.
Really?
Right? I probably shouldn't say that. No, I don't want to give anybody ideas, but
we'll plant
50 plants, and I'll go look, and 6 have been dug up out of the ground.
That's terrible.
I know.
That's terrible. I mean, that's the society we live in, but that's very sad.
You know, we see similar in the parks when we do cleanups, and we've done a few in T.R. Proctor Park and Hurt Playground this year. But, you know, we'll go out and clean. I have 20 kids out there cleaning, and the next time you go back, it's... has to be done all over again.
Yeah. My time in you know, the clean efforts, the clean and green.
Yes.
You see that.
Yes.
It's like people, you know, you're driving along and you see someone throw out a cigarette butt. You want to go out there and say, excuse me,
I know.
Pick it up. But you don't know what's going to happen. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You take your risk. But it's like, come on, people. This is our community. Have some pride.
Interestingly, I'm looking at your water bottle right now, and you see how we have caps on the water bottles?
Yes.
We pick up a lot of those, and I was just in Italy, and they're attached. They don't come off.
My daughter, who was just there, told me the same thing. Yep.
So,
clever.
In my role in this job, I was thinking, well, that's really smart. Now people can't just take them off, and they toss them on the side of the road. So right. It does help prevent litter.
Yes. But every little thing helps,
every
right?
Every little thing helps.
Every little thing helps. So, you know, you are at this throughout the year. Even in the winter, you're probably planning and, you know, planting.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
You're always at it. So
yes.
This is your busy time. You have one of your largest events that you do coming up just in another week on August 16th. Tell our listeners about what's happening with the garden tour.
We are super excited to be holding our, I don't want to say, fifth annual Green Utica Garden Tour. We took it on 3 years ago. It was started by a woman named Michelle McKenna. She went to the Buffalo Garden Walk and loved the idea and brought it back here. And so it became an event of ours, and we're just sort of excited to see it growing and expanding. So the garden tour, the Green Utica Garden Tour, is Saturday, August 16th. It's a free event. You don't have to purchase a ticket,
okay,
but you do need to register to attend. And basically the idea is that gardeners within the city of Utica open their backyards to give people a personal tour of their home gardens. And some are front gardens, some are container gardens, some have elaborate vegetable gardens in the backyard. So we have a wide range of different gardening techniques and types to inspire those who want to up their game or learn a little more, start their own garden, or just take a walk on a nice day and see some pretty nature.
There's a lot of people who are into gardening. It's important to them.
Surprise is not quite the right word, but since we started doing this, what I'll tell you, this is what I find. Michelle and I actually go out and knock on people's doors and say, hey, would you like to join the tour? And when you start talking to somebody who has a garden, they're so enthusiastic about sharing their craft, their hobby, their knowledge, and everything they know about it, that people get really jazzed up about it. And they're very excited to share their gardens.
Yeah. I remember there was a call-in local TV show, and once a week they had the Master Gardener.
Yeah.
And that program got more calls than anything else. There's really a lot of people who are interested.
Yes.
So this is prime time. So Saturday, August 16th, you want people to register.
Yes.
And then they can go on. You give them a map.
Yeah. Right? So this is how it works. Okay. And there's another fun little additional event this year. They can go to greenutica.org/events, and the garden tour is the very top. You'll see it. You don't even have to scroll down. You can just click on that and register to attend. This year, Danny Beaver, the groundskeeper at Munson, is going to do a private guided tour of the new Munson landscaping and grounds, and that starts at 9 a.m. So you can either register to do the special tour at 9 a.m. at Munson, and we'll hand you a map there, or you can stop at the Green Utica office at 1641 Genesee Street, starting at 9:30 on Saturday morning, and pick up your map there.
Okay. So people who are listening who are interested, today is Sunday the 10th, and this is next Saturday the 16th. So if you're going to do it, you want to be interested, contact Gina's office. It sounds like it's going to be a great day. Weather, any plans for weather? You know, is there a backup?
It's so hard because we have so much promotion that goes out ahead of time.
People just bring an umbrella.
They will right? just have to bring an umbrella.
Bring an umbrella.
We're going hope for sunshine. I mean,
we know it's been sunshine almost yes. every day for like 3 weeks. We know this is gonna, it's not going to last forever, but we got to still keep going. It's been warm, so, you know,
yes.
put a jacket on, bring an umbrella, yes. because it's important.
Yes.
So, and then what happens after this event? What are your plans for the fall, September? What happens with Green Utica then?
So, I'm trying to get a couple of cleanups organized, but one fun thing that we're doing is we're working with the City of Utica and Mike Mahana, who's an arborist, and a board member of Green Utica's is also working on the new $2 million tree grant that the city is receiving.
Okay.
So we are going to host a volunteer day to plant some trees in Quinn Playground in Utica, mm-hmm. probably in October, November. So if anybody has a group or organization that wants to be involved in that, they can reach out to me at gpearce, P-E-A-R-C-E, at greenutica.org.
Do you know, I think I asked you this question before. I know Rome has Rome Clean and Green, mm-hmm. which is about cleanups, but I'm not sure if they have anything like this in Rome. Green Rome, Green Herkimer. I'd love to see this branch out and others get the idea, because it's all about all of us, you know, saving and enriching the environment, right?
Yeah, and I think you really struck upon the core of the mission for Green Utica, and with and especially this event, we felt if people are taking pride and this starts to really catch on and they're landscaping and gardening and using the natural environment to beautify their property and it catches on their street and then their neighborhood, little by little, we're doing citywide beautification also while promoting a very healthy habit, and that's also why Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield is our presenting sponsor of the Green Utica Garden Tour.
That's very important, and they're very community-minded, Excellus.
They
do so much.
And gardening is physical labor. I tried mulching with our volunteers at our garden. I was sore for 3 days, so I have learned a lot. I mean, you're out in the sun and the fresh air. You're doing physical work. It's good for you mentally and physically. So we really want to promote gardening.
I think everyone in their life at one time or another needs to get on their hands and knees and pull some dirt, you know, plant something,
get grounded,
clean up,
get out in the garden. Yes.
Make you feel better.
Yes.
Anything else that you would like to share before we wrap it up?
No, our website is greenutica.org. Again, to register, greenutica.org/events. And if you ever want to host a cleanup, if anybody has a group, just reach out. We'll do park cleanups. We'll do tree plantings. We are the conservancy that helps the city maintain Utica's parks.
Good for you. And yes. That's the Green Utica Garden Tour on Saturday, August 16th at various locations throughout the city. greenutica.org.
Yes.
.org.
Yes.
Contact Gina for any other information, but we appreciate you coming in today. And please know that this here is an opportunity for you anytime to get the word out
about
what's happening with Green Utica. We thank you for your efforts and we wish you well on the tour.
Thank you.
Sounds good. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to wrap things up.